isn't one of our frontage lines that we have there that are nice PVC lines. It was an asbestos concrete line, and it broke, and it impacted water service. Fortunately, just about a forest, we were able to valve that off. But they made that repair at their own expense. And so we did have an extended outage for a full day for our residents in the south side of Sheridan Boulevard. But that was not a city project, and we didn't have to affect the repair or pay the cost of that. The city engineer has provided me with engineering cost estimates for the new byway waterline relocation. This is between Shortridge Boulevard and Fairfield. We're upsizing that to an 8-inch line. This was in our long-range plan for water system upgrades and is now being pushed because we have a conflict with storm drainage on the road project and the round 2.2 along byway. We will, in doing this work, we now have a cost estimate. It's within what we have in the current budget. We're pushing very hard to bring this back to council by the end of the month. I expect to be able to have bids in and be able to award a bid on September 30th. We have $140,000 remaining in the budget for waterline improvements, and the engineer's estimate for this project is $118,000. So this will improve water capacity, system capacity, north of Short Acres Boulevard and to the area east of Old 146 or Broadway. This will also involve the installation of 6 new fire hydrants, which will benefit from water plant number 1 coming back online and will improve our firefighting capacity for a large section of the city. In the street and drainage project update, the round 2.2 substantial completion date has now been pushed early November. That's the concrete street work that's currently underway. That is Marcon, the same contractor, did round 1 work for the city, doing the round 2.2 work for Harris County on that project. That also includes the drainage, and one of the causes of the push is our water line being in the way. But the biggest delay was caused by CenterPoint Energy in the relocation of gas lines. Again, that was a plus for us in that all the gas lines that were relocated were very old steel lines. They're being replaced with new poly lines, and so we expect to have a long life out of those and a much safer gas system to a significant portion of the city, particularly over in the Country Club addition area. The round 1 projects, with the first round of concrete streets that we did and were completed, we had applied back through the GLO to reallocate the funds that were surplus from the police station, the water plants, and the sewer lift stations so we can do a little additional street work. We just got environmental clearance on that about 2 weeks ago. That includes the portion of forest between Byway and Old 146 or Broadway that was a shortage on the Round 2.2 project. So if you go over there, you'll see that we do about 320 feet from Byway of concrete, and then it stops. This Round 1 project will pick up from that point and go on west to Old 146. And then a street that we had as a high priority from the very beginning that got knocked out of its priority status because of an environmental issue with a tributary to Tater Bio is Oakdale. We have 2 culverts that go under Oakdale, which are tantamount to a bridge. And as part of the drainage work there, we ran into that being wetlands and environmental issues. So it got knocked out of the original Round 1 work. We tried to get it into Round 2.2 work, but we had the same issue was unresolved. That's now been resolved, and so we are moving forward. Expect to go out for bids on the Round 1 streets, which are only 2 streets, Oakdale from Byway to Old 146 or Broadway, and the remaining portion, which is about 970 feet of forest. So that would be starting about the first of the year. We'll hit holidays there, so my expectation is it wouldn't start until mid-January. But that will that will make those two streets also concrete, and it will follow after the round 2.2 concrete streets work is done. We also have the Better Streets to Neighborhoods project, which Commissioner Jack Mormon has brought to the city. They're funding 100% of out of Precinct 2. That's not the same kind of community development block grant money. That's Commissioner Mormon's money for his precinct. They're about 50% through with that work. Those are the asphalt street projects that you see going on, where they're milling 2 inches and putting 2 inches of new asphalt down. They continue to work south on the far east end of the city, doing those asphalt streets. And when that is complete with the hot mix being rolled in there, then they're going to come back and paint the stop lines and shoulder striping where applicable. And so if you don't see that having happened yet, that won't happen until all the asphalt is down. And so that continues to move forward, and it's making a huge improvement. Unfortunately, that project did not allow for any widening of streets like the concrete project. Some of the new concrete streets are as much as 6 feet wider. And the asphalt's the same width because they're not doing drainage, they're not doing additional base work. However, I do want to point out that Meadow Lawn between Sunrise and Miramar was excluded from that project because it was in such poor condition. Again, it was one of our worst streets in that grouping of road work, and this project did not allow for that kind of base work. But when Commissioner Mormon came out and toured the project, he inquired why Meadow Lawn was being skipped, and they came up with additional resources to quadruple the amount of money that was spent on Meadow Lawn to do base work. And so Meadow Lawn now has today been done, and I want to recognize Commissioner Mormon for jumping in and fixing that. Moving on to water and sewer project updates. If you've driven by Water Plant 1, you can see we now have the fencing up. We did a little horse trading there. Originally, that fence was just going to be on the water plant proper, which would have been tantamount to a cross fencing that would have run perpendicular to Shore Acres Boulevard between the public works yard and the water plant. In visiting with the project, one of the project engineers, we were looking at the footage of that, and we're realigning the fences on the frontage to give us more space outside the fence. As you know, we have paper recycling bins that have been temporarily relocated for a very long time to the north end of Bioforest, and they're going to come back home over here. I want to provide additional space for them outside the fence and space for parking. In doing that, we found there wasn't any reason that we couldn't take the fence and come all the way to the public works building instead of running to the rear of the property line and run across the front. It was less footage. The money was already in the budget for fencing, and we were able to take that savings and parlay that into an upgrade of a sliding gate for access to the public works yard. So it's a win-win-win. We have more space behind the fence for vehicles and storage of materials. We have a sliding gate, which if you've ever worked a construction yard like Public Works, swinging gates always get blown closed at the wrong time and end up getting caught on a vehicle and doing damage to everything. So a sliding gate is far superior. And we were also able to put a sliding gate that at some point in the future could even be mechanically opened and closed with a closer. So that was just a great win. It cost us nothing additional to get that done. We began last week filling the ground storage tanks at Water Plant 1. The goal was today for them to do a sample out of those tanks for disinfecting. We're very close to putting that water plant back in service. I'm looking forward to that. My understanding is the tanks now are two-thirds full, and so that's enough for them to sanitize them and to run the tests that they need to do. The tanks were in incredibly good condition. Interior, that wasn't part of the project of doing any work on the tanks, and so we're going to get a good service life out of those. The power, the electrical service issues with Center Point at Water Plant 1 have been resolved, and the automatic valving is now functional, and so we're filling those tanks off of our system water. But we'll also have the ability to fill the tanks from the two wells that we've rehabilitated there as well. And so with the exception of doing the startup and run checks with the big generator that we have there and implementing the SCADA system, that water plant is about ready to go into service. This week we're scheduled on Thursday for a substantial completion walkthrough with the engineers, and they're hustling up to have everything except for the SCADA functional by Thursday. The SCADA will require a subcontractor to have everything working for them to come in and do the wide area network, the RF system, and tie it back with the fiber optics we put into this building. And the central control will be in the public works building. And the computer equipment, and actually all of the physical equipment, is now in place. So it's a software issue, and I'm looking forward to that happening. We, as you know, we're going to boost pressure on the water system when the new plant comes in service. But we've looked at that, and we're going to do a soft start. So initially, when it comes online, we're going to maintain the same pressure but a greater capacity, and then we're going to increment that up in probably 2 to 4 week increments so that we can see how the system handles the additional 10 PSI. But no doubt it is going to cause us to have breaks, particularly on our AC lines, and we want that to remain manageable so that we keep water flowing in the city. And that is our report.
Thank you. Are there any questions from council at this time? Any questions from citizens at this time? Okay, we'll move to the next item, 7.2, monthly police department report. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome our interim chief Mike Massey. Mike comes to us for a short period of time. His charge is to evaluate the police department and then look into some other matters for us so that we can put some of those issues to rest. I want to thank you, Chief, for showing up this evening and give you the opportunity to address council.
Okay. I haven't met these folks here, but I did meet the mayor and city administrator. And my background essentially is 32 years in the police service. Came from Pasadena back in 2001. I was also the assistant to Maryland, all the public safety, police, fire, warrants. And that was a learning experience for me because I was just a cop. But I came through the ranks there. I grew up in Pasadena. Tried to leave there years ago with the CIA, and that didn't work out. So I put my football and stayed in Pasadena. So I had big visions of a brand new, and it just didn't work out. I'm glad to be here. I've got the experience, I think, I bring to the table that can help, and I talk to Chief Newman today. And all day meetings, quite frankly, it's very open, very encouraging, helpful, and we both agree this would be a good opportunity to just evaluate the police department. And you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but not the facts, and I'm just going to provide you the facts. And if I can help in any way, I certainly will. I can still do the old cliche, open door. Well, where I came from, it was open every Friday for about 500 people. I'm tracked to Kansas City having more repeat visitors. It wasn't a bribe session, it was a constructive meeting, and I could help them personally, and I kind of thing. So I believe that open door is just done properly, because if it's not, person number two or three, that would just cease to exist. So I strongly believe in that. People ask me, why are you doing this? I retired in 2008, and if I'm back to do it again, I've had flashbacks listening to you go before council and engaging, and I think that's a really good thing. I will say this. I've been back here one time in 32 years. I thought it was pretty bad. It's pretty now. I know what you went through. I watched the news being that came back here. I live in Milwaukee. I'm close. But you still have a beautiful community and something to be proud of. And it's really a nice thing that no one knows where you are. And because essentially where I come from, it's completely different. So we all want to aspire something we don't have. But you've got a gym back here. You really I can see that people care about what you're doing. That's important. So, again, if I could give such, I don't have any to report other than I'm going to meet a few meetings with each officer. Everyone here get their information from them, put it all together. And essentially, it'll be an assessment of overall evaluation, but also a needs improvement. Where you are and where you need to go. And with that, if there's some effort to make some calls with that, that's my goal. To do it in the most efficient, effective, quick way.
Thank you very much, Chief.
Sir.
Are there any questions from council at this time? Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. David, you were going to present the report?
Yeah, I was going to say. Well,
thank you.
Chief Newman has provided you with a written report. You can read those details there for the public. We had four this last month. I do see he's put in the report Officer Thompson stopping making a traffic stop, which ended up being an investigation of possession of drugs. They made a seizure there of the drugs, but what this doesn't say is that they also seized drug money. There's a process by which money is put into blind envelopes, and a drug dog is used. And if it hits on the envelope with the money, then the district attorney's office will assist us with doing a seizure. So just short of $3,000 was seized as well. And at the other end of the process there, the city of Shore Acres may get some of those proceeds, which would come back to benefit the police department and the equipment. 98 citations in August. Letters for code violations went out. We have talked, and I recall that Mayor Pro Tem Moses, who was championing a reserve program that the chief took to heart, has done a number of taken a number of applications and weeded that down to individuals who meet our criteria and be a good fit for our department. I have two that have passed that background investigation. Being scheduled for medicals and psychologicals. That those positions now are in the queue, won't be filled until after the new fiscal year begins and we have the funding for uniforms and equipment. So looking forward to that happening here in the next 7 or 8 weeks. Also a reminder, and it'll be on your utility bills that go out this week, that National Night Out is Tuesday, October 1st, and that'll be at Circle Park. That's all I have on the police report.
Thank you very much. Any questions from
council? Once ago, on that seizure, kudos to Officer Thompson, by the way. He did a good job. Was the vehicle a paid-off vehicle, or was it financed by somebody getting his hand?
I don't recall the answer to that question. We did look at whether or not it would benefit us to serve to seize the vehicle, and we opted out on that. Sometimes the seizure of vehicles end up costing you more than you gain. But cash is pretty easy to convert.
Cash is fine.
We can handle that.
Thank you. Any other questions? Our citizens?
Go ahead. Stand up.
Yes, please. Thank you. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's troubling, then please.
Please
sit back down. Please, it's troubling to stand.
Suzanne Johnson. On semi. I was just wanting to know if you could name the street where these drug busts
made.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. It was a traffic stop, though. It wasn't at a residence.
Well, I don't so, mean to. I'm curious.
Yeah,
so 146. I would say that the chief
told me
that. Okay. Are there any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
How do you have it? I'm a little confused on my interim chief, at Chief Newman.
Yes.
We have two chiefs.
Usually
there's one.
Yes, Chief Newman is on paid administrative leave.
Okay.
Not a punitive action, but yes, paid administrative leave. That I can see how that would lead to be confusing, and that was our initiative to prevent any type of, I don't want to say bias, but to make sure that Chief Massey has every opportunity to succeed.
But he's available already at the time.
And you're more or less temporary?
Yes.
Okay. not a temporary, it's not a permanent.
I'm sorry?
Not a temporary permanent.
No.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Are there any other questions? If that was not appearing, we'll move to the next item. 7.3, monthly public works department report. Mr. Seth?
Sadly, that's me again.
Ah, Mr. Stahl.
David Sutton was here earlier this afternoon. His father was in a very serious automobile accident and was transported to Clear Lake Regional Medical Center. He spent several hours with his dad there and left his dad to come back here earlier, just before the meeting started. He got word that his dad was being transferred to Bentov, and that his mother had no way of getting from the hospital here to Bentov, and naturally he wants to be with his dad, so I certainly let him do that. So our thoughts are with him and his family this evening as they deal with that. My understanding is that prognosis at this point is that his father lose a leg from the accident. So I hope that's not the case. And I'm not to slight Clear Lake Regional Hospital, but I'm very pleased that he's been transported down to Bentov or Methodist or places that have better facilities to handle that kind of trauma. On to the Public Works Director's report. Our water consumption is up. Our drought conditions have continued, and we have had some water breaks and leaks. During the calendar month of August, none of those were the result of contractor efforts. However, in the first couple weeks, first week here of September, we've had a couple that were, as I talked about, the sound wall. So that was very recent. The mowing continues to go forward. I think there are some areas that we need to go back and see about with paying some closer attention to. And the mowing contractor now, Gabby, is we've executed that agreement, and he's begun, and I'm pleased to see the medians looking much better this week than they did 2 weeks ago. The heavy pickup last week because of Labor Day was postponed until today, and uncharacteristically, our contractor showed up on time with the right equipment and it was doing the work. So I'm looking forward to our heavy pickup being included here early this week. And that's all I have for the Public Works Report.
Any questions? Okay, we'll move to the next order of business. Item 8.1, consideration and approval of invoices. Council will have a chance to review the invoices, and if so, I will entertain a motion at this time.
I'll make a motion to prepare
the. Yes, is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion that's been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? None appearing. The motion carries. Thank you. Item 8.2, consideration approval of ordinance number 2013-140, amending the city code to increase the number of building inspectors. Nancy?
Yes, something that's taken a little bit more time than I initially thought. Similar to putting up that fixed until I looked into the code and realized that we needed to change the actual code, the city code itself. Just some minor verbiage here and there is possible to see, and it says we'll see it on the internet. Changing the verbiage from the inspector to the city building official will allow us to proceed to have more contractors, inspectors in the city, so that we don't just have one, we're not beholden to one that will only be here on Sunday or Thursday. It will allow the citizens to be able to utilize more building inspectors on their time frame, which will increase the productivity of the construction and then hopefully also alleviate some people's concerns over the current situation. And I think it would increase people's probability to actually do some repairs. Which I have heard from some people that they just won't. I know I need to put up a new fence, but I'm not going to deal with it the way it is right now. And so by going in and changing the verbiage from inspector to a building official, and then also going in and actually striking reference to one specific person within the code, as said, this building inspector will allow us now to sit here and have others sit for the applicants for the city to work for you. And so that is the purpose of this. I apologize that it's taken me so long to do this. David had to help me when I drafted before. I went against some Texas government code and all this other fun stuff. So we have finally come to a place where we can get this done. And yes, by having other inspectors, we may not, your inspection fee may not be $50, it may be $70, but most likely the only one. So that's why I put this on the agenda. I hope everyone has a chance to look at it.
Thank you, Nancy. I would like to point out that I too am in favor of bringing a better program to the citizens of Shore Acres. However, there are a couple of items on the resolution as it's proposed, or the ordinance as it's proposed, that are a bit problematic, and I think we may need to take one more shot at it. And the reason I say that is when we're in the proposal, there is a deletion of the fee schedule. And as that fee schedule is repealed, then anyone, upon passage of the ordinance, anyone coming up to City Hall for a permit effectively has no payment schedule available. Therefore, by default, it would be free until council approves another fee schedule, which would be at least until the next council meeting. And then there's the section in 10-91 where we're deleting the some components that are required by code to be identified. And that is the plumbing official, gas inspector, mechanical official. Those are all folks who are identified by other code. And if we delete them out of our code, it doesn't match up. And I'm concerned that that could also be problematic if we don't make sure that those have alignment or proper alignment. And those are the two items that I had a bit of concern and wanted to make sure that we not only make the change, but that when it's made in alignment and in accordance with some of the other code issues, but yet that we also have a smooth transition available, especially when it comes to the fee schedule, to make sure that we're transitioning in a smooth manner and not going to have a rush on building permits here.
Well, Ken, this is something that is amendable.
Yes, it is.
So then, I would make a motion to amend Ordinance 2013-140, Section 10-91, under Section 10 to include the first paragraph of the city, beginning with the city building, but I would change that to official rather than inspector, and ending with adopted herein. Keep that within the ordinance, and then I would also amend to include 10-93, the inspection fee, so that they may remain in the terms of those tasks, the different fee scales.
Forgive me, I'm going to make sure I get this right. So your motion then is to
amend the original ordinance 2013-140 to include, to no longer omit, the first paragraph under Section 10 17-91 under inspection permit fee to reinstate the paragraph that you were concerned about being absent. It begins with the city building, that I would change the from inspector to official. Self-serve as a plumbing official, gas inspector, mechanical official, and other electrical officials of the city, yada yada, meeting and set forth in the code about the hearing. That paragraph needs to be inclusionary for the, and then also to go ahead and read no longer throw out the fee.
A complicated motion, but we'll proceed with that. We have a motion to amend, and you'll have to forgive me. Is this a motion to?
Now we have to vote on the. Somebody wants to second the motion to amend, and they second, and then we vote on the amended motion, and then we have to go back and revisit the original motion as it's reflected in the amendment.
You don't have an original motion, so your original motion can be to adopt it with those amendments. There would not be an amendment to a motion, there would be amendment to the document.
However, prior to that, are there any questions from council at this point?
Yeah, because if we're going to do that or you're going to do that, the IBC... E of 10-90 is a 2006. Is that what we're currently on? Inventory?
Yeah.
There's obviously newer ones, like say the one. Read amending the code of the city providing for an increase in the number of building inspectors. I do know where in here where it talks about how many or where they're coming from or anything else.
First, before we can even think about it.
Okay, and my other question was the fees. I do agree that we need to have something.
I understand that him wanting to put this out. A good job of it. I know it's kind of the way I make conditions, but maybe it might be best to hold this off to the next meeting to make sure that this verbiage down there so we can do something. However,
I would be happy to make that a priority as well on my
I want to make sure the verbiage is right. I know it's delay. I don't want to delay, but I want you to write the first time. If I have to make another amendment later on, another amendment on top of that, just make sure we've got it down to the team. My thought process.
Absolutely.
General question I was doing again.
Yes.
Will there be a provision where if one inspector denies or does not pass something, a different one can't be used to come behind
him? I don't know if we have that specific contingency addressed. However, if we do, and this is an if, I hate to make a promise that I can't deliver on, but if a service agency provides a pool of inspectors, let's say, for your house, and you have that inspector come out, I don't expect them to be able to game the system to send somebody else out to perform an inspection without them being aware that they've already had one representative visit. I would not feel that would be appropriate behavior, and I'm not sure about rest of council, but I can certainly understand how that would be a concern.
If I'm not mistaken, does not our current inspector act as
His service is by code. He is a building inspector by code for the city. So he is the one representative for the city. However, that does not stop citizens from engaging with the services of a licensed engineer, anybody with a PE, to come out and provide that very same service. They get a letter from a from an engineer, and that will that suffices at the city inspection.
I'd like to say that I, in my line of work, I deal with builders all day long. And I talk to several builders and builders. We all have our horror stories about Latin, and even they do. But they like to talk to us because it keeps the building standards off your control. And, you know, I am more concerned with the codes that each individual may use, that we're going to adopt in 2006 or 2010 or 2001, whatever we're going to do, as long as everybody's holding those same standards, then I'm okay with it. But I do not feel it's right for anybody to circumvent the system because of this, and if there's a legal way to put it in, I would certainly want to do that.
Yeah, I'm for it. But he is very strict. He's very knowledgeable. Giving credit for all of that. But I don't want him to do that, to not pass something, and then somebody else be able to come back in.
What you're kind of describing is folks shopping around for inspectors, and that is not a practice that will be encouraged.
By Latin or by whoever.
Absolutely.
Somebody
else. That's the whole reason for the delay. We can find to.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your input. Yes, ma'am.
Daniel, 34 Miramar. I'd like to see in the code somehow where you're choosing quality and the standard of inspectors. And I'll give you a specific example rather than, much like Nyla did, rather than anonymous examples. Talking to a lady, she I don't know the house number, but it's on Miramar, a couple from you. They used to have the giant yacht. It was a horror house with a giant yacht. Anyway, it's a nice lady. She's painting her door, and I was talking to her, and she said that she was about to put a whole new flooring system, and our building inspector went, and first she was a little disappointed because it was a no-go. He told her, oh, well, you've got all these water pipes underneath the floor that's got to be pressure tested. So she's a little sad about that until she found out that they're all rotten. And because of his meticulousness, she was able to fix that when everything was ripped up anyway. So now when she's got thousands of dollars worth of new flooring, she's in good shape. And we've had a number of folks that contractors are supposed to know the law, they're supposed to do a good job, but we've heard it over and over again where they're shysters. And that's what worries me about a pool of service inspectors. If you got to wait one day, I'm all for that if we can have consistent quality standards. So if we're going to have a pool, I don't want it to be a general pool. I would prefer that it be a very specific, very small group of folks so that we can maintain standards in our city.
Thank you very much. Are there any other comments or questions? Yes, sir.
Kevin Pickett, 322 Seagrove. Does the proposed ordinance refer to a list of approved inspectors?
This is just the first step.
But I mean,
no, not yet. And I mean, for right. example, the one that I have been looking at is the Veritas that has been working for me. It is a small, intimate pool, very diligent folks. And I mean, that's one. But this is something that we can't even look at anything else. And this is not saying we have to. This is just allowing the option for the city, which it really should be that way.
Yes, sir.
Steve Jennings, 1070 West. Just a clarification on what you said earlier. You stated, clarify, it sounded to me like you stated that citizens already can get their own PE
Yes, override or go around that. I don't want to say override
or go around.
They, in lieu of his inspection, a engineer's letter does suffice.
Yes. And why do we do that in the ordinance?
It is a price issue. The service that Latney provides is based off of the schedule, which we talked about earlier, and your fee is based off of square footage. Whereas an engineer will charge anywhere from, and I'm throwing this number out there, $150 an hour, I think, is the going rate for a PE to for their time in general. If they have a two-hour minimum to prepare a letter for inspection, you're looking at a time cost of that PE as opposed to the price that would be given to that citizen off of the fee schedule. So you're looking at, and you know, you use 4 hours of a PE's time at $150 an hour, and you're in excess of $500 as opposed to a $50 permit fee from the city. So you're looking at cost more than anything else for either a simple $1 amount fee for inspection by the city or an elevated cost for a professional engineer.
Okay.